Good morning. It's 8:45. You're tuned into Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Max Johnston. Students across Michigan are going back to school this week, and most students up north will return to in-person learning. Kingsley Schools had a student test positive for COVID-19 during their first week back. District Superintendent Keith Smith joins me live over the phone to talk about their response. Keith, thanks for joining me this morning.
Max, thank you very much for having me on. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, okay. So, Keith, can you take us through the process of when you first found out a student had the coronavirus and what the district's immediate response was?
Oh, my goodness. My heart sank when I got the phone call. Certainly not what you were expecting and certainly not this soon. We'd planned for it, but it's very different hearing the news. So the first part is working with the health department for the contact tracing so they can help identify, the other close contacts of students that are going to need to be quarantined. And then the second part is, obviously calling all the administrators together to, talk about what it's going to take to disinfect, reclean, make sure that, we're doing everything we can to make sure it's safe for the other students to be able to return to school.
And what sort of, health and safety protocols are in place to prevent this sort of thing, or even a student from catching or spreading COVID-19? What does it look like at the sort of the district building level?
The state of Michigan did a fantastic job. I know a lot of times people complain about stuff coming out of the state, but the Safe School Reopening Plan was very thoughtfully done by MDE and the governor due to the different, states of, I don't want to say shutdown, but the different phases that they put us in and the different measures that need to be taken. So for us up here in phase five, certainly the requirements for students washing their hands, distancing to the extent possible, kind of going back to the 1980s teaching of putting kids all facing the same direction, breaking up the group work, not allowing students to be able to use, common material that they'd all be handling, changing up lunches, dividing out the playgrounds, keeping windows on the bus open, disinfecting the buses. There's just a lot of really good ideas to help minimize the spread of an airborne disease.
And so after you found out that a student tested positive for COVID-19, and what did you hear from parents and teachers when it was announced? Did any parents want to pull their kids from class? Were any teachers concerned about working in the building? What sort of response did you get?
Well, Max, we knew that this was going to happen. And so the Kingsley plan was certainly, to have a virtual option and an in-person. And our option, unlike some of our colleagues here that you sign up for a semester, we knew that that wasn't going to be realistic. So we allow parents to be able to switch back and forth from our virtual program to our in-person as either the situation dictates or as their comfort level changes. So certainly we had a handful, maybe a dozen students go from in-person instruction to online following that. Probably the most ironic comment I got from parents was people thanking us for not immediately shutting down and going all online. People were very supportive of our efforts, to continue to stay open. And teachers, obviously, were very concerned that the number one thing is, was the kid in my class? And unfortunately, that's not necessarily something we don't disclose the name of the student. But when you're working with the health department for the contact tracing, when you ask for seating charts, from a handful of teachers, it's pretty quickly they can figure out that the student was in their class.
And you touched on this earlier, but I'm just curious. So with this idea of returning to in-person learning during the pandemic, was this an inevitability, the fact that a student would eventually test positive for COVID-19? Were you kind of planning that this was likely to happen?
Planning, yes. But it's still a shock. I mean, yes, when you look at the number of cases across northern Michigan, you look at, what's happening with universities, anyone who realistically thought that they were going to get through a school year without this affecting, their district, I think has their head in the sand a little bit. I was just surprised at the speed at which it happened. We'd only been in, we'd only been in school 3 days. That was the biggest shock to me. I just, in the back of my mind, I thought we would have gotten a little further down the road, but it's something that every community is certainly going to face.
And then have you heard from other superintendents about what to expect or do if one of their students tests positive for COVID-19? I guess, is there communication between districts on this issue?
not a lot. The ISD has certainly reached out to check in to see if there was anything they could do to help. And we've talked about some of the things I've learned. I don't know that that's been passed along. That's probably something as a profession we could do a little bit better. It's interesting for me to say that was we're sitting here in week three. If you backed me up 2 weeks, I was absolutely drowning with all just the logistics of trying to get the school open. It's a very, very busy time for educators. So I can't blame anybody for not having extra time to go, hey, that happened, and reach out. But definitely something we could probably do better at.
And obviously there are plans and protocols in place for this sort of thing. But I guess what was unexpected about the process? What did you learn in responding to this student that tested positive for COVID-19? What did the district learn from this that they can apply going forward? Did you have to tweak or change any protocols or anything like that?
No, in fact, it actually reinforced, for the most part, that the state did a fantastic job with the reopening plan. You know, I immediately grabbed our facilities director and our head custodian, got them over here, and, you know, okay, what do we need to do? And then I find out, well, the building is disinfected nightly anyway. We have the Clorox 360 machine that we're doing about half the building every night. It was scheduled to be done anyway. And so literally all the things on my notepad of things that we need to make sure we're doing had already been done. Just out of an abundance of caution, we went back and hit the rooms that kid had been in, high school kids, who, you know, several rooms. We made sure we scrubbed those down again. But really, it just reinforced that what we were doing really was the right things.
And then, so most schools up north are going back to face-to-face learning. In fact, almost all of them. That obviously runs the risk of incidents like this. I guess I just want to ask you, is going back to in-person instruction worth the risk of students catching or spreading COVID-19?
Yeah, Max. So when you look at Michigan.gov and they list the fatalities for people under the age of 20 with COVID, I don't see any. I think anecdotally, I remember there being one, I think a six-year-old, but I don't see it on the state website. Kings Area Schools, we lost three students to suicide a couple years ago. When you really look at the stress that students are under, certainly at home, you know, for many kids, this is their safe place. This is where, you know, they get two meals a day. When you look at the big picture, I certainly think it's best for kids to be in school, even though they're, you know, COVID is a risk. It certainly, I think, is not the primary risk for that age group of kids.
Keith Smith is the superintendent for Kingsley Schools. Keith, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you very much, Max.